USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is set to ban new leases on oil and gas drilling on federal lands and waters for 1 year. The American Petroleum Institute projects 1 million job losses could occur by 2022. Currently, the gas and oil industry provides 10.3 million jobs in the United States, with workers making an average salary of $101,000 a year. The Biden administration says job losses that occur in the oil and gas industry will be made up by those created in renewable energy. John Kerry, who serves as the presidential envoy for climate, told petroleum workers that they can be the people to go make solar panels. At roughly $35,500 a year, that would be a $66,000 a year pay cut. Actress Cloris Leachman has died in her Encinitas, California home Tuesday of natural causes. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A suspect accused of shooting and injuring a Harris County Sheriff's deputy has been captured. 37-year-old Moises Martinez, who was identified as the primary suspect on Tuesday, was detained following a four-hour manhunt in North Harris County. Martinez reportedly had two felony warrants out for him. According to court records, one of Martinez's warrants dates back to October of 2020 when he was taken into custody after a five-hour standoff. Records state the standoff started when Martinez's mom accused him of robbing her. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was ridiculed for blaming COVID-19 deaths on incompetent government without mentioning his own administration's controversial nursing home policy that's been accused of leading up to more than 8,700 senior deaths. During a Tuesday appearance on MSNBC, Cuomo put all the blame on President Trump's mishandling of the pandemic. If you have friends who reference Mercury retrograde, it is a thing, and you can learn more about it on the Farmer's Almanac website. Mercury retrograde starts back up on January 30th. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The National Football League announced Wednesday 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, the country's first National Youth Poet Laureate, who won widespread praise at President Biden's inauguration, will recite another poem before Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay, Florida. The Super Bowl will be played on February 7th. The famed Doomsday Clock will remain the same as it did in 2020. USA Radio News Dan Naraki has more.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists revealed the latest setting of the clock Wednesday, announcing it remained at 100 seconds to midnight. First used in 1947 to visualize how close the world was to nuclear destruction, the clock represents how close humanity could be coming to a global catastrophe. President and CEO of the Bulletin, Rachel Bronson, explained the role that COVID-19 played in keeping the clock at its closest setting since it was first unveiled.
The pandemic serves as a historic wake-up call, a vivid illustration that national governments and the international organizations are unprepared to manage complex and dangerous challenges like those of nuclear weapons and climate change, which currently pose existential threats to humanity, or the other dangers, including more virulent pandemics and next-generation warfare, that could threaten civilization in the near future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
As of February 2019, the Doomsday Clock is located in the lobby of the Bulletin offices at the University of Chicago in Chicago, Illinois. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.